Hello there, happy Thursday. It is Gilberto Silva here from gunnerblog.com. It's been a bit quiet on the blog the last couple of days. In fact, I've been in a subterranean base near Nottingham consoling a former defender of ours whilst fans carrying flaming torches, you know, swarm around the outside looking for a man known only as Sol. What have we missed? The Carling Cup, which was less eventful, less exciting than it might have been. We're used to our teams playing some beautiful flowing football in that competition. Not so much this time. It could be that they're adjusting to the new 4-3-3 formation, the kids, or it could be that we just had even less experience than normal. It was an incredibly young side. And the front three of Sanchez, Watt, Armand Traore and Gilles Sunou didn't really click in the way that we might have hoped. We were helped, though, when West Brom went down to 10 men. Jerome Thomas, the former Arsenal trainee, slapping Jack Wilshere and rightly receiving a red card. That said, though, we didn't really look like making the breakthrough until we introduced Carlos Vela for his first appearance of the season. The Mexican came on with about half an hour remaining. Immediately, we actually switched to 4-4-2 as well, and he immediately made us look more dangerous, and it was his turn and shot on the edge of the box that fell to Sanchez Watt, who tucked away his first senior goal for the club. He's very, very quick, Watt, but he needs to work on his overall game if he wants to, you know, make the grade at a top club. We then went on to dominate the game. West Brom, obviously, a man light and struggling, you know, looking to play on the break. They'd attempted to contain us until then. But then they needed a goal and it became very difficult. The game became quite stretched. The second goal we got was another rebound of sorts. I mean, absolutely calamitous defending. Mark Randall, who'd come on as a sub, had a beautiful effort, just hit the crossbar. A lovely chip from about 30 yards right over Dean Kiley's head. It came out and Abdoulaye Mete looked to chest it back to the goalkeeper, not realising that Vela was behind him. Vela just walked in, took it past the goalkeeper and literally flicked the ball up into the corner of the net from half a yard. I mean, good for Vela to score on his return to action, but a disastrous goal for West Brom to concede. And the game was played out fairly comfortably from then on. Philip Senderos returned at the back and looked solid. And I think our best performer of the night was probably the goalkeeper, Wojciech Szczęsny, who's only, I thought that was quite impressive the way I said that quite fast, no idea if I pronounced it correctly, but the speed with which I said it should be, you know, commended. 19 years old, the goalkeeper who famously broke both arms in a training ground incident, slipping in the gym and allowing the bar to come down and smash both his arms up. Well, he showed no signs of that injury last night on his first team debut. Very commanding, big personality, and to me looks, you know, more promising than the more senior Vito Minone, which is a good thing. It's good that we've got a bit of depth there potentially. Looking ahead, we've got Fulham at the weekend. No team news from that yet. Obviously, you'll get that on the blog as soon as it, or on Twitter as soon as it comes through. All right, hope you have a good day. Look forward to speaking to you all again soon.